So, then, were the American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons rather than daughters?
Well, not as much as the parents that are born in China.
Do you prefer boys?
No.
You have one boy, did you say?
I have two boys, two girls.
Two boys and two girls. When they were young at home, did you try to teach them some Chinese?
Yes.
Did they learn much?
Not very much.
Did you ever send them to Chinese schools?
No.
Why not? Now, some people live too far away, you know, but in your case, why not?
They were never interested in going. I know you can't force studying upon people.
I see. What do you think of interracial marriage?
I think it's okay.
Do you have any children? Oh, you have only one that's married.
I have a Spanish-speaking wife, a Latin American wife.
Oh, you yourself?
Yeah.
But how about your children?
The only one that's married is married to another American-born Chinese. I imagine there would be more interracial marriages in the future because our children, one son goes around mostly for American girls. And,
Now, Dr. Lee, you just mentioned that you have a Spanish wife now.
Yes.
Now, about this Spanish wife, Dr. Lee, what were your experiences having a wife outside of your own race?
It was interesting.
What do you mean, interesting?
Well, you come to contact with different culture in Finland.
Any difficulties?
Not as far, not culturally. There's some personal problems.
But you have known this Spanish lady for some time?
Well, about 3 months.
I see.
She was a dance hostess in one of the ballrooms I went to.
So how long did this marriage last?
About a year.
So why was the parting?
She was never home. I don't know why she was never home.
But did you regret then marrying outside of the race this time?
No.
So, all right, then, now, how many parents that you know of would like to see their children learn Chinese? How many parents?
I don't know any Chinese parents, or some members of my own family. And as far as wanting the children to learn Chinese comes, most of them don't bother to send children to Chinese school.
Now, do you eventually hope to return to China, Dr. Lee?
I may go back for a visit, yes.
For a visit. But would you like to go back there and stay indefinitely?
I don't think so.
Why not?
My roots, my people, my relatives, my family is all in the United States.
Now, you know, many times when you see in the movies, a Chinese portray the Chinese in a very ugly way. What do you think of it?
Oh, I think it's funny.
You think it's funny, only?
I think it's funny that China is so sensitive about the way they portray on the screen.
I see.
I mean, to Americans, it's just an entertainment. They just go to see Charlie Chan and Fu Manchu because it's amusement, but the Chinese are very overly sensitive about those things.
I see. So naturally, you think nothing of it?
No,
you get nothing about it.
No, it doesn't make me angry.
I see.
I'm just amused about the Chinese are so sensitive about their image.
Did you ever hear anyone say that they're embarrassed to be a Chinese?
Oh, yes.
Why did they say that?
Oh, because in school, people look at you and they say, "What are you? Are you?" They look at that person, know that they're not Caucasian, so they don't have to explain what they are. And not, a lot of people don't want to explain that they're Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And then one girl said, "I'm Eskimo," when somebody asks her, see, because you know what? Because if you say Chinese, they keep going and say, you're trying to eat rats, or the Chinese go around stabbing people, or some silly remark like that.
Now that was some time ago, certainly not now, huh?
No, not now.
Uh-huh. Now, what type of jobs would most Chinese consider to be ideal for themselves and for their children?
Right now, they're pretty much like Jewish people. They think that I do occupation with the children, being doctors or lawyers or engineers, some kind of profession, or computer operator.
Are your sons professional men?
No.
Or going to be?
They're just students.
Right now they're students.
Mm-hmm. I think my daughter planned to be a dietitian. She's about two-thirds of the way through. And one son said he wants to become a dentist.
That's wonderful. Now, Dr. Lee, do you remember the best years of your life? A period that you consider, that's a wonderful life?
I think my best years, most enjoyable life was when I was in college in China.
Yeah.
Because I was away from home for the first time.
And did you have enough money to spend?
Yes, my father was pretty generous.
Mm-hmm. How much did he allow you per month?
I was a very careful spender.
Mm-hmm. Did he give you a lump sum for the year or for the month or?
No, he had a business associate. He sent a check for tuition.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had a business associate in Canton where I could draw money. Also, he mailed me money. But I spent on average about $30 a month Cantonese. Spending money.
$30 a month Canadese?
Yes.
Because with all your books and tuition, all those things paid for.
Yes.
In other words, pocket money,
$30. $30.
I see. And now then, what are the years that you consider the most difficult in your life? Hardship. Difficulty.
I don't remember any hardship years.
Mm-hmm. So you are very fortunate. Then, are there something in your life that you always remember the most? Good or bad, things that you remember the most?
I don't have any.
In other words, you do have many, many good remembrances.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right now I'm enjoying life as much as I ever did.
Uh-huh. And you're in perfectly good health?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What is your relationship with the white people?
Oh, very good. Most of my patients are non-Orientals.
The office, you have two offices,
yes,
right?
Yes.
One in where?
One in West Covina and one in Los Angeles.
I see. And do you... Dr. Lee, are your children living with you?
No.
How old are they?
They're from 18 to 28.
Oh, they're all of age then?
Yes.
Okay, now then, before the Second World War, Doctor, how did you get along with the Japanese? How
before
did you like
the
Japanese?
I get along all right with them when I see them. Never knew very many.
Then after the Second World War, how did you feel about them?
I get along much better.
Why did you get along much better?
Because there's no resentment against them for occupying China.
Why was there no resentment?
Oh, because they're out of China already, but in the Second World War.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. Dr. Lee, is there something else I forgot to ask you or you would like to tell me? Something about your life, your work? Why did you choose being a doctor?
I really don't know why, except that there have been quite a few doctors in my family. And I found that there no, seemed to be no prejudice against it on the part of a non-Orientalist going to Chinese doctor, so.
Oh, right now, have you any idea how many medical doctors of Chinese origin are there in Los Angeles?
Hmm. About 120.
120?
I belong to a Chinese Physician Association in Southern California. They list about 120.
Mm-hmm. But no doubt some of them did not even join the outfit, right?
Oh, that's true.
Uh-huh. So we know for sure at least 120.
Mm-hmm. But half of them are, well, maybe one-third of them are American-born, less than born in China.
I see. When you say Doctors and Physicians Association, does that include the dentists too?
No, just MDs.
Oh, just MDs, uh-huh. I see. And
I don't know how many Chinese dentists there are.
Would you, Dr. Li, recommend young people to go into the medical profession?
Yes, if they have the time and their parents have the money.
And
but
something
now,
else?
It's very difficult to get in, and also it's very expensive.
And then I think the person's intelligence too, that's very important.
It costs $10,000 a year to send a child to medical dentist school, so.
$10,000 a year?
So if the parents can afford to spend $40,000 on the children's education or their scholarship, I think it would be worthwhile.
But since your father had so many children, how could he support so many of you to go to college to study medicine?
Well, going to med school was cheaper in those days.
True, but then the earning power were lower too.
You have to realize I graduated 38 years ago.
But then at that time, the earning power of your father was also smaller.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, what year did your father pass away?
I don't remember.
Approximately.
About 15 years ago.
15 years ago, that would make it about 65.
Something like that.
And when did your mother pass away?
Oh, about 10 years ago.
Oh, only 10 years ago. So, how old was your father when he passed away?
Oh, in his 88, about 83 or 4.
And how old was your mother?
Oh, about 80.
So they both lived to be a ripe old age then?
Yes.
You mentioned the name S.P. Li. Do you still have that family, home there?
No, we sold it.
See. Did you sell it to Chinese or American?
I don't know who they sold it to. They're not Chinese.
I see.
I think my sister, who's in my sister's name, she sold to to a religious organization of some type.
Is there anything else, Dr. Li, you would like to mention?
No.
Well, then I want to thank you very much, Dr. Li, for giving us your valuable time. Certainly appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
This is the end of the duplicate of Tape 1, Side 1 of the interview with Dr. David Li.